systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
From Ear Candy, how are you?
Hey, am I on the jam hole?
You are.
Do you want to be?
You're all on it.
Can I think about it?
I can put you on it.
What's going on, you guys?
Okay, hold on now.
Oh.
Adam?
Yeah.
Adam?
Yep.
Joe?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay, now hold on.
Oh,
don't hang up. Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Don't hang
Adam,
up. Hold on.
I swear to God, Adam. I'm crying outside.
Okay, guys. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm going to catch everyone up real quick.
Sure.
This is like an episode of Jerry Springer.
Yeah, I was going to say...
I'm going to pull your hair now, Matt.
Oh, okay. Okay.
When do the paternity results come out?
When last...
The results are in.
All right.
Adam, when do... you are the father.
Listen.
Well, how do we find... When do we find out who the father is?
Yeah, I'm the father. I'm always the father.
All right, gentlemen.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, okay. Let's act like gentlemen.
Listen.
Go ahead, sorry.
I want to keep this civil. I want a good, clean, bitching match. Now, if you're new and you're wondering what is this, there was a show, part of the PGB, called Ear Candy. Joe was a host. Adam was a host.
Yeah, we met those guys,
but, long story short, they had their differences. They said the divorce was not my fault, even though... They look at me totally different now. I see it in their eyes.
No, I disagree. It it had to do with the Pinewood Derby car.
Oh,
that Joe said apart. That he would help you build.
Well, you never played catch with me. He lied about the car. So, I mean, you're both pieces of shit when it comes to being parents.
Come on, you guys.
Touché.
And I will take this and I will turn it into a report and I will send it to the court and say, here, this is evidence why two guys cannot raise kids. Your fuck-ups. Too much testosterone.
I'm sitting in a fully IKEA-furnished house right now. I'm obviously the divorcee.
Okay, now you guys left.
I lost everything.
And I may be drunk during the day, but it's Saturday.
Listen.
So basically, we're both the divorced husbands.
Okay, Joe. Joe. Adam, hold on. Joe.
Uh-huh.
You need to...
If this was football season, this would be perfectly acceptable.
Joseph Cocozello.
I'm sorry, yes. What do you say? All right.
You need to work on drunk dialing Adam less, okay?
Okay.
That's
all
your flaw.
I can do that.
I need you to own it.
Only doing it recorded.
Adam.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Joe?
Matt.
Hold on.
I know.
This is work on Adam. Adam?
Sure.
When Joe drunk dials you, I need you to be a little more open, a little more accepting.
Mm-hmm.
And show him the love that you once said that you had for him.
I know, that's something I have to work on.
Okay. Bro love.
I understand.
Now,
right.
I'm gonna recommend, I'm gonna give you a prescription for one show a week, the two of you.
Ooh.
And I need you...
No one follows their prescription.
That's fine. This is a recommendation. I need you...
I might abuse the prescription.
Okay, I need you to do that until I hear the love between Adam and Vance. Adam.
You mean Adam and Joe?
No, Adam and Vance.
No, you mean Adam and Vance.
Oh, listen.
Because you know that I slept with his girlfriend.
Okay, Joe.
Yeah.
Under the bridge. That's on Joe. Okay.
Call back, bitches.
I know it.
Adam, if you as a person cannot learn to love your ex-co-host... How can you possibly expect to love your current one?
He was just on my show. Like, how long ago was that? 2 months ago?
Yeah. And you know what happened?
What happened?
He dropped.
You called me since then?
He admitted he fucked Vance's girlfriend.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I videotaped it.
I know. I saw it. It's on YouTube. I liked it. Now,
they were able to put that on YouTube? That's interesting.
Adam?
We put black bars. There were black bars over the genitalia.
Yes. the crazy ass black bar when I pulled that giant black bar out.
Right. That was a black bar over top of your black bar.
Over a black bar. I was like, look at that. Right. I'm fucking with this black bar. And they're like, what are you? I can't see it. It's a giant black bar right. over that black
Very
bar.
Very meta. No, but he was, yeah, you were on, you. He was on your candy like a couple of months ago.
Okay, yeah, just so big. check this out.
On, it was one big circle
listen,
jerk.
Listen, okay. On top
it was
of...
too much love. I would say it was too much love.
Men.
Yeah.
On top of my amazing relationship advice, this hour...
You are really good.
We're in the middle of our 24-hour marathon, a topic per hour. This is the hour for relationships and sex, and that's why I got you guys on.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to go one better.
Oh, wow.
Are we going to fuck? When are we going to fuck?
Hold on. Don't. You're jumping the gun. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to invite the two of you to come to Milwaukee with us. And when we're on stage at the university there doing our show, I want you both to come up.
We're going
to
fuck.
And I want you guys to lock eyes. And I need you both to apologize. Sincerely, no bullshit half-ass. Sorry, dude. No.
Apologize for what?
You, Adam?
Yeah,
for that attitude
we've
right there.
Each other in the past.
We've. I don't know that we've.
Listen to yourself.
Not apologize.
You know what that reminds me of? Denial.
Then I'm never gonna apologize. I swear to God, if you never apologize, I'll never apologize.
That's right.
Ever.
I don't know that there's. I don't know if that there needed to be an apology.
I need a mutual.
Really?
Now, I'm not going to judge your apology. Listen. Don't make me mute you. Listen.
He'll mute you.
Okay. I'm not going to
mute you.
Listen, I'm not going to judge the apology by the words that come out of your mouth. I'm going to judge it based on what I feel I see in your eye contact.
What the?
Make it count.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
You're fired.
Wait, who's fired?
I don't even know who's fired because I'm not Skyping in.
Matt's
fired.
Because someone just texted me and said, yes, we'll be at the marathon.
And
at
you
six.
Didn't silence your phone and you
I
are.
Forgot.
You're what? You're what? Oh, you're the host.
I am.
Oh, no.
You're fired.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Right. You know what?
Oh, okay.
So,
I see why you're fired.
So now I feel like.
I'm not fired.
Listen.
I feel good, Adam.
Joe, less crack. Adam, calm down. I feel like we've made headway here. Okay. I really do. I feel like this is a good seed. We're going to get a great flower. It's going to be beautiful.
Flower.
I don't know. Now, I don't know if you've been following the relationship because I feel like we have a flower. Don't you feel like we have a flower?
I feel like it's a menage a trois. I follow it so close.
Sure. Yeah, sure. No, I get you. Gay stuff.
Right.
Really,
Joe, all gay stuff aside, do you disagree with that, Joe? I thought, because we talked about how we were cool.
Yeah, there's a flower. We still haven't, because you've gotten back into the world of stand-up comedy, we still haven't gone to do some shows together, which we should just go, like, fucking bomb this town.
I'm into that. I'm into that.
It's still strained because you're in Queens and I'm in Brooklyn. And we
right.
have that Brooklyn-Queens thing going on where
sure.
it's like, it might as well be fucking Montana, right, kids?
Right.
Like,
okay, so
well,
exactly.
Are you guys...
to me, essentially, Adam.
Joe? Adam?
Yeah.
Are you guys ready to take this to the next level?
I think we are. I think I can see him in public again. Do you want to go...
Are we going to... Does that mean we're going to fuck now?
It means you're going to shush and you're going to listen to what I say, okay?
Okay, all right.
A wise man once said that... In a relationship, if you can speak about your accomplishments to your other, and they can listen to that and not get jealous and not one-up you, that's going to last.
Or make fun of you.
So what we're going to do now, Adam, you go first since you kept the show in the divorce. Joe, you'll be second.
Thank you.
I need you to give me a breakdown.
Say, hey, I'm good at
of
this.
What
Give
you've
me compliment,
done.
And then
I want
criticism.
Each of you to tell me what you've done since your show broke up. Our judges here will judge who has done the more, who has done better. And there you go.
Okay,
Adam, you first.
So you want me to literally break down just... Okay.
Just summarize.
Just say something you're happy about.
Cliff notes.
Since Joe left, I've masturbated. I've feverishly masturbated and just cried.
All right. Now, Joe, you tear him down and make him feel like shit.
No. Well, now,
that's
Joe.
That's a real relationship.
What have you done, Joe? What have you done?
Okay. Well, it started with some feverish masturbating and crying, but then I went back out on the road and did a bunch of stand-up in America, and that was a bunch of fun. And
okay.
I fucked a bunch of chicks, and that was awesome.
Let's elaborate a little on crimes. Are we talking felony, misdemeanor, what?
No. Cried.
He cried.
Masturbating and crying.
Oh, yeah. I thought he said he committed crimes.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Okay.
That would be great if I was the masturbating thief. Like,
no,
I
will,
like, I did crime, and it's like,
yeah,
the
no,
clowns,
I did,
like...
I did not, I did a couple of, just a few, but exclusively hate crimes.
Oh, you did? Oh,
I kept it, I got a Hasidic Jew in a headlock the other day.
Oh,
ooh, so belief motivated, not race. I had you pegged as a race guy.
He was just the That's closest by. He was just the closest proximity.
He was also black. Okay.
Yeah. 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 Oh, he's a black Hasid. Because that happens.
I would love to see that. It happened.
So, I got a question for you guys.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
We're basically, if you didn't know, we're doing the marathon to raise money for the Milwaukee trip. We got plane tickets, and that's it.
Now, I'm curious about what that is. I don't know much about it.
Milwaukee?
What are you doing in Milwaukee?
You remember Stereo Radiation? That
sure.
show?
Yeah.
They were
yeah,
BGB
absolutely.
With us. You remember Mike Boudet?
I'm sorry? Mike Boudet? No, mm-hmm. I don't believe I know Mike
Boudet.
He
was the homosexual that sold dildos, and then he does a show called Am I Bugging You Now?
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
okay. So Stereo Radiation and him and Drew from Spork Roast were all doing a show at the university there at the 23rd.
Oh, great.
And Drew, his grandparents have a lake house that we're going to chill and vacation in. Yeah.
Sounds great.
And check this out. The album I've been working on, the hip-hop shit,
mm-hmm.
The kid that makes the beats is a young kid from Bulgaria. He's going to be in Chicago for the summer. So we're going to actually get to meet, like, in person and talk all that. And yeah.
Wow.
Oh, so, dude, face to face. Oh, this is
great.
This has to be recorded.
Yeah, I've never met the kid, and he's making this album, you know, and it's awesome. So good shit.
Right.
Oh,
this
has to be, like,
so can you make it?
When you're meeting, could you guys run at each other in slow motion? For the first time, like across like a park or something, and that gets
maybe
videotaped.
Some sort of.
You read my mind. I was gonna run in slow motion, and then slow that down.
You were actually gonna go double slow.
Exactly.
I like it.
I might also, just to really throw some style in there, do it backwards, and then reverse it. Huh?
Do it backwards
Think
and wrap
about
it.
Too. Think about it.
You're going to want to rap
like,
a little
okay,
bit.
You have to start with hugging me, and then we have to slowly run away from each other backwards.
All right, like, so I feel good. I feel progress. I feel real
you
positive.
You feel good about this?
Yeah, you really have some Dr. Phil on this.
Because
you really surprised
great.
Both of us with your Dr. Phillage.
I'm gonna do you guys one more solid.
Thank you.
Because I feel we've made
you know,
such progress.
You know, we can get gay married in this state now.
Yeah, yeah. What if we got... Hey,
whoa.
Matt, would you be happy? Would you be satisfied with this if we were to get gay married?
I would be gay with
we
you,
get,
yes.
We
happy.
Could get gay married on your show.
Or gay
that's
for
what
you.
It takes. Like,
you
we
gay
could, like,
marry
put,
us?
Like, the headphones in on our cell phones.
Hold on.
Like, do you...
Hold
Adam
on.
Annika,
can you get... Listen, can
would
you,
that count? Like, if you were to officiate the marriage via Skype from Montana, would that be official?
Well, check this out. I got an idea.
Are you a pastor?
Are you ordained, Matt?
I could be, but check this out. What if you guys got married, and then you have the first gay divorce? You turn around and you sue.
Shit.
You listen. Listen. You.
Has there been a gay divorce?
You sue.
Not
you
yet.
Sue the sanctity of marriage for damages,
the first,
mental.
If it's the first gay divorce, we have to find. If it's the first gay divorce, Matt, He will get gay married just to get gay divorced. Like,
yes.
Shortest gay wedding.
Right. Like, because if the straights have the right.
It could be in a fucking Guinness Book of World Records. We could probably Guinness Book of World Records person there.
I'm just saying.
Verify the shortest gay marriage.
Wait, if, doesn't that
Adam
mean
Adam Henniker and Joe Cocosello were married for 3 hours and 14 minutes?
Listen,
in
but
New
that
York,
yeah, listen, that would be an annulment, though.
Took a trip to Vegas for their honeymoon and got divorced when they landed.
Yeah. Okay. Calm down. Listen.
All right. Okay. Well, did I go too far, Matt? Was it too far?
You
22nd of 24 hours.
That's
How
right.
Did you have to do this shit more? Who was sleeping behind?
Give him an inch. He takes a whole fucking show. Listen to that.
He takes 20 seconds.
But check this out. It's only you can't get it annulled unless you consecrate the marriage or
consummate
right. So that's where the gay.
We'd have to consummate the marriage in order for it to be an official divorce.
Right, and that's
right?
The gay sex you were talking about.
But you know what? I get to. You know what? Because I thought of it. I get to fucking jizz on your hand.
There you go.
No, that's not. I don't think it's consummating if you pull out.
No, I like that. That's a twist.
No. I don't get to. I don't even have to penetrate, Adam. Like, you're not even the bottom. And I don't have to be the top. I just come on your hand and we're done. That's consummated.
Listen, though.
Consummated all over your head.
Do you see what he...
Now we're fucking gay married.
You see what he did?
Really? What did he do?
That's a twist on the old Wild West ways of spitting in the hand and shaking. That's how we do it now.
Exactly. Oh, you know what? Yeah.
Add it to Urban Dictionary.
In my head, and
boom.
Then we shake hands. We shake gay hands, jizz hands, and then we're married.
You pee and shake dicks. But you shake each other's dick.
And then we go fuck a bunch of chicks after we get divorced. Because you know what?
Yeah,
I used to be gay married,
extra.
And then I just realized that this guy was like, I can't believe this guy. He lived in Queens. He refused to come out to Brooklyn. Like, I just can't. I can't be gay married to this guy.
Oy vey, this one. All right, so I got. Let me close out here with a couple things before we let you guys go. First of all, I think there is a lot of money to be made there. Getting married, then divorce, then suing the sanctity of marriage and the government for your misery. One.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like this.
So, in order to win that, you know who we need?
Cochran.
Anthony's lawyer.
No, it's cell phone cancer.
Chasey Anthony.
Johnny Cochran's disease.
Who got her off?
Wait, who got.
The Kardashian guy.
There you go.
Yeah, the Kim Kardashian guy.
He was born for this job, I think.
Yeah, we gotta get Mr. Kardashian.
Okay, and the second thing, and then I'll let you guys kind of have the floor and end it. But because I feel we've made such progress, I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. During the fights, I didn't feel safe. I felt very uncomfortable.
Did you feel threatened? Did you feel
physically
threatened?
I did. And you notice why I never invited you over anymore? Nothing. But I feel like that's behind us. I feel we've moved on. We're adults. We're nonviolent. I want to invite you two to our third annual live show here in Kalispell, Montana. A vacation in the summer here in Montana with us for a week. Whitewater
that's
rafting.
Tempting.
We're going whitewater rafting. We have a cabin that has no electricity. We're going to camp there. And then a live show. What do you think? August.
Wow, when is that happening?
A live show with no electricity.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about, too.
It's August 8th through the 13th.
Is that no good? I'm on the road.
Oh.
No, I'm doing stand-up.
And Adam?
If it was in October, in October I'm going to be up your way.
Well, in October, it snows like a bitch, and you can't whitewater raft, so...
No, it's the beginning to middle of October. I know you can't water raft, but go have fun on your rafting trip with no electricity and doing a live show out of some like Tesla magic.
Oh, it's awesome.
I mean, you guys pull that off. What is it? You bring in a generator? Is like you're gonna have everybody takes turns on a bike powering the
We're actually going to rely on our animalistic, instinctive survival skills and start fire.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, a man and fire. And if you can, take an animal with you, because that's the most fun thing to do.
It's a eye-opening.
Wild.
It's an experience.
Fire.
I think we take electricity for granted. Like when your laptop dies and you're almost through watching Firefly. You can't plug
it
in.
Or like when you need to do your third annual show.
Right, you got to go into the car with the car charger.
You got to crank start your netbook.
Well, the show will be in a place, a building with electricity.
Oh, okay, you're going to have juice there.
Right,
okay.
Basically, the show is Saturday. The week leading up to that is the events. So Tuesday, Wednesday... Right. Camping,
oh, awesome.
Thursday,
so
rafting.
Come home to the show.
Right.
Okay, with electricity, and you get out of being like,
Well, because check it out. If we didn't do it that way, we would have fuck all to talk about for the show. So,
right,
I mean,
sure. You need ammo.
You wouldn't have 3 years of ammo. You wouldn't have fuck all to talk about. There wouldn't be 3 years of.
So,
your third annual.
I need you.
There's so much to talk about.
For
so
sure.
Done. This is what, 5, 7, 16?
Over 500 episodes? Videos?
Over 500 episodes.
Marathons?
Like, can Ear Candy say that?
Unpaid bills? In approximately 12.3 years.
Actually, you guys have reached over. You guys are over 100 now, right?
We're taping our 100th episode on Monday.
Ooh, look at you.
Oh, my God. Why
you
am
flying
I
me
on
out?
The episode? Who's on the fucking show?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Emily. I think Emily's going to be on.
Is that the
I
one he
be
fucked?
There too, because you know I had sex with her.
That's
yeah,
the one.
If you want to come over, that's cool. You can totally be on. We have a band and a band called Little Tybee.
If he goes there
from Atlanta, and as well as probably Emily Schaefer and maybe Joe Cocosello.
Hey, can I make
a
request?
If Emily Schaefer comes, I'll come because I had sex with her and I'd like to see her again.
Sure, you'll come over.
You know,
can I make a request?
Exactly. I reconsummate our relationship. In
right,
front
sure.
of fans. Be like, this is what I did the last time I saw your girlfriend.
Me?
Because I totally came to her hand last time. I totally consummated in her hand the last time I saw her.
Are you sure? All over her hand. Hey, listen, guys, I got to run because I'm really important.
Okay, well,
now,
let me...
I'm more important.
I have a request, then I'll let you guys go.
Sure.
If he goes there
anything.
For the 100th episode, him and Vance in the closet, 7 minutes of heaven, Emily...
You got it.
...barges in.
You got it.
And
we have to even it up. There has to be an evening.
I want it videotaped, and I want Joe's reaction to be, it's not what it looks like.
There's not going to be any barging, because she's been dreaming of that since she laid eyes on his... Brillowy head.
Well, have you seen him?
By head, you mean
Joe?
Yeah.
But my head is beautiful.
What do you mean, have I seen him?
I mean, have you seen him? Do you blame
him? He's gorgeous.
I know.
Why do you think I want to marry and gay divorce him?
Actually, can I tell you the truth?
As fast as possible.
Can I be truthful real quick before we let you go?
Sure.
This fundraiser is for plastic surgery to look like Joe. We're not going to Milwaukee.
That's great. There's no actual trip.
I'm going to be your stunt double. I'll be your twin. Watch your back.
How do I swipe my debit card?
Watch your back.
I can take this. How much do I pay him to look like Joe Cocosello?
If you get a call from your mom asking why you are so affectionate, that's why.
Oh, really? You're like, Joey, I love when you come to visit me.
Yeah. You fucked his co-host girlfriend, I fucked your mom. Boom. What's up now?
Whoa.
Boom.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Boom.
All right.
Wait,
well, thanks, guys. Adam, I'll catch you later.
Okay. That does not work.
Joe?
You guys.
It's just me and you, Joe.
Adam.
Can you believe that guy?
I'm going to get gay married to him. I'm going to consummate all over his hand. And
then?
I'm gonna take half of the show.
No, dude.
Half of the show.
When
that's
you
the plan.
You
I'm
divorce him.
I'm taking half of the show as a divorce.
No, you take it all. You take his ass through the cleaners because you know what? He needs to learn. You can't go around treating men like this. We're men, not pieces of shit.
And then think that you can let bygones be
Adam
bygones,
Hinniger.
Like get gay married to them, and then fucking try to think about divorcing them.
You know what happened?
Talk about divorcing me. Nobody talks about divorcing Joe Cocosello.
Right.
Nobody even asks about divorcing Joe Fuck that shit.
I'll pull Minority Report, and if you even think about divorcing Joe Cocosello, I'm at your door.
Dude, I'm at their door beforehand, breaking their fucking legs, taking half of their shit. Nobody divorces me.
Do you remember...
I'm sorry, I'm a little girls that have tried to dump me in the past. I'm like, well, are you seriously going to dump?
I think...
You know what? I'm going to Google...
Listen.
I'm Googling today how... What's the... If there has been the first gay divorce yet.
Nice.
I'm totally... Like, if there has not, we're doing this.
You know what?
This is going to be awesome.
You know what?
I'm jammed.
Joe?
Lay it on me.
Listen.
Matt.
Adam's changed. Okay. I know you've seen it. I've seen it. When you guys did the show, it was down to earth, approachable. You leave, Vance comes on the scene, and all of a sudden he gets a sponsor. Well, you know what? That sponsor went right to his head. And now he thinks he's Mr. Big Shot. Pfft, slinging Audible books. Like, really?
Wait, is that what his sponsor is? Audible books?
Audible.
Is that what the sponsor is? Really? They got an Audible sponsor?
I don't want to blow up his spot, but I think anyone can just go to their site and become a sponsor. I'm just saying.
Hey, you know what? But then go do it. Get a couple of bucks in your pocket. Be an Audible sponsor.
Can I outsell him?
Who knows? You may do like I don't even know how many people listen to Adam's show. I don't know how many people. Tell you the truth. I am drunk during the day enough to say I have no idea how many people listen to your show. How many
That makes two of us, man. I'll tell you what.
Get some listeners, and they're probably awesome.
Listen.
And I would love to hear from them.
Listen, I'm...
And you should...
Listen.
Did they talk to you?
Joe.
All right, I'm drunk.
It's okay. I'm going to get these Audible books, and I'm going to send them your way. You're going to be my guy in New York. You're going to hustle ebooks.
Wait, how do I hustle ebooks?
They're very light. I'll give you a disc. It's fine.
All right. Okay. Oh, you mean like, you got books? Like, I'll stand on the street, like, hey, you want an ebook? And I'll, like, sell, like I sell them on the street, like,
hey.
You want the Henry Ford biography?
Forget
like,
about
come
it.
On, come on, he invented the car. Come
Forget
on.
It.
He invented the
All
car.
Right. Hey, Joe, you got a girlfriend? You dating?
I'm a lover of life, man.
Nice.
I date life.
That's a beautiful way to say I jerk off every night with my own tears.
No. That's a beautiful way to say that there's lots of things to see.
Hey, I got a girlfriend, and I still do that, so you're not... It's fine. It's fine.
No. Hey, Matt.
It's my choice.
I'm not saying that I don't jerk off all the time.
It's my choice.
I totally do. But that is to make the time with a lady last longer. There's something about Mary. It's
Hold on, they don't. Heart. You don't get the laugh when you pull your pants down. Like that's
Wait,
all.
The laugh.
That's all it takes.
No, the laugh is done.
I might be getting played.
Wait, what did you say?
I might be getting played. Just saying. It happens. All right.
Saying, oh, jerk all up,
well, hey.
I love reading pornography. You guys are on Twitter, right?
Oh yeah.
You guys are on Twitter.
Oh yeah.
Who do you follow on the Twitter?
I follow this chick that is hot, but she has a cock named Ellery Sweet. So there's that.
It's a chick that's really hot, but she has a penis.
Yeah, and her thing is going on chats and getting guys all warmed up, and then right before they blow their loads, she pulls down her shit. There's a dick. She's gorgeous. Except, I mean, the dick's pretty, you know, as far as dicks go, but...
It's a pretty penis.
Yeah.
It's a pretty penis.
Hey, do me a favor. When you're on a computer, go to thejamhole.com/store and look at the dick t-shirt.
Is that her dick?
No, it's it's one of the shirt designs we have for the thing. But I just look at it.
But it's not her penis.
No.
Tell them it's modeled after yours.
It's basically a representation of us being the biggest dicks in podcasting. So,
whose penis is it?
It is for me to know and you to maybe find out one day if you're lucky.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Nah. You haven't told everybody whose dick it was?
Dude,
that the thing?
I got 20 more hours of this. I can't blow my load all in one fucking setting, you know? Shit.
Wait, hold on. We're just in hour 4 and somebody was already sleeping?
Oh, yeah. Because we were supposed to start at 11 p.m. last night, we didn't start till 4 a.m. because our friend never showed up.
Oh, wait, what happened? Are they there?
He'll be here later.
Yeah,
But yeah, he didn't last night.
He's still not there? You started the show late, and he's still not there?
He'll be here, so I'm told. It's all right.
Who is this guy?
Hey, you got your demons, I got mine.
Oh, yeah, this guy is your demon, Matthew?
He could very well turn into it.
Christ on a cross, man.
Tell me about it.
It's the 24-hour show, for crying outside.
Right?
If you're going to show up whenever, then tell them, and tell you guys that they're gonna you're going to show up whenever, and it'll be great, because you could do stuff, and you could start the show when you said you were going to start the show.
That's all I'm saying. Call. Send a text. I was worried sick.
This is the fucking future. This isn't 1936.
I know.
We had to send, like, a pigeon with a note on it that knew your fucking face. Because the pigeon went to your house a bunch, and you have a nice little chicken coop, and that's what it flies to.
At least that was reliable.
Or it looks like he's not going to be here till 11. We're going to have to...
That's how it is.
Tomorrow.
So we'll be going all night, I guess. But I'm going to let you go. We're going to wrap this hour up and continue on.
All right, man. All right. That's totally cool. I got to go biking across Brooklyn.
All right. So, don't get hit by a car. You're drunk.
Hold on. Hey, do you guys want to come biking with me?
Maybe.
You guys want to bike across Brooklyn with me? I can put the headphones in real quick.
If by bike you mean go whore hunting, then yeah.
Oh yeah, no, it'll be totally fun. We can I'll do mostly listening at this point.
Nice.
Biking.
That'll go well with people watching. I'll actually listen. Shit, yeah.
I wish I had I wish I had a little fancier phone that I could Skype.
Don't we all?
Oh, yeah, I know.
All right. Well, hey, you playing any shows you want to mention before we let you go, or you doing nothing?
I'm in New York until the end of the month doing a bunch of shit, and then I'm heading out to Indianapolis, Indiana, to do Morty's August 3rd through 7th.
And then Milwaukee.
So. And then hopefully I can come to Milwaukee. That would be so fucking awesome.
Make it
and
happen.
In October, doing a bunch of shit. Like, we'll talk about later.
All right.
It's crazy awesome dates. I'm going to be in, Topeka, Kansas, and,
You've said too much.
Texas.
You've said too much.
And, Denver and shit. Yeah, I know. It's a total surprise.
It's all right.
I love the shit of you guys. I'm so glad you're doing it. I'm so glad you're doing a 24-hour show. I thought I was way later.
That makes one of us.
Hours. That's why I kept talking about, what are you in, an hour 11?
Yeah.
You guys, this is hour 4. This is the beginning of the shit, and you started at the hardest time.
Gonna get my second wind here any minute.
No, that's what it's all about. It's just keeping up with the Joneses.
All right, Joe, when I say this, I need you to just believe me and just be silent. I love you. It's great talking to you. Goodbye. Joe Coca-fucking-Zello and Adam Hinneker. Can you imagine those two on one phone call? They used to host a show together, and it was kind of an ugly breakup. Fuck, yeah. That was cool. I noticed in the chat someone was mentioning that you guys didn't hear the phone call. Was that true? The main cam has the call audio, if you're wondering. So, Mark, back. What's up, dude?
Oh, hey.
Do you just feel like you one episode trash wasn't enough? You're going to come back and pull the plug again, or what?
Yeah.
Did you really feel bad about that?
Oh, fuck, no. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Terrible.
Because I almost cried.
You looked upset.
If you're wondering what happened, basically, we have plans. 24-hour show start at 11. Didn't start till 4 a.m. Robbie never showed up.
Fucking Robbie.
We do the show. Everyone's pissed because they were sitting here waiting, tired. We finish. Mark gets up to leave and
just
trips the plug.
Irate.
The plug that
fuck
everything was in, right as I was about to save it, everything goes down. Me and him silent. He leaves. I pray to my God. I commune with
your God of
Lord.
Autosave.
I said, God, if you have this in the temp, cached, I will make Braden go to church. You know what? God heard my prayers, I'll tell you what. So that's evidence that God exists. Anyway, if you guys are listening live and you have a laptop with a cam and a Justin.TV account, let me know. And you can be on the jamhole.com/livewall. It's our listeners. There you go. I think that takes show interaction to just a whole new level, you know? I see you. I hear you. It's good. So, what's up?
Is that camera working? No. My feed?
Are you on?
Oh, yeah.
Did you turn it on?
Fuck yeah, it's on.
Is it streaming?
It's streaming. Look at Braden. Just ugly.
Let
shit.
Me refresh.
Don't worry about that guy.
So, 406-204-4687. If you guys want to call, be a part of the show. There's Mark live.
Yeah.
TheJamHole.com/live wall.
Yeah.
I'll embed all you in there. It's just how I roll.
Is that on? Is that the shit working?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Do I have audio and stuff,
I'm curious
too?
Why the God phone damn. Call wasn't being picked up through the live feed.
Does my chat work?
So the topic for the hour was relationships, sex, and we put it to our listeners. Hey, got a question? Curious? Need help? Let us know. That's what we're here for. Mark.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel that it is natural to expect two human beings to be together forever?
Negative, ghostwriter.
Why?
Because it doesn't work. Who in the history of fucking shit
what goes
stayed
wrong?
Together?
Is it elaborate change over time? Is it you
no,
just get
I think
on
it comes
each other's
down
nerves?
To dudes just want to fuck other chicks.
Chris from Anna's motherfucking pizza in the house. What up, G? Pull up a seat.
Not a whole lot.
Hell yeah. Welcome. Welcome. Broadcasting live, cameras, phone calls.
My question is, how long has Braden been here?
Since I got off work.
Oh.
So how are you doing, man? This is
tired.
The kid, August 13th, third annual live show. Where are we having at, Chris?
We are going to be doing it at our new location this year in next to Qdoba in Kalispell. The address is 55 Commons Way. And we've changed the name to Anna's Italian Eatery.
All right. I'll be sure to remember to try and change that on the thing. But you guys have let us do our first two live shows at the restaurant, and it's been awesome. I've
and
had good
we'll
times.
Probably let you do the next 10,000 that you do, too.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. That's where we should have did the marathon. Fuck.
Yeah. That way at least you have some food when you're doing it.
We're doing, if you didn't know, anyone that's just now joining us, 24 hours, an hour, a topic, 24 topics. We're about halfway through hour four, relationships and sex. I asked my brother, because I feel strongly about this, if it's normal for two people to stay together forever or for a long time, whatever. And he said no. What do you think?
I'd have to agree with him.
Is that human nature? Is it asking too much? Is it just not natural that we should be animals and go out and just spread seed?
It's pretty much biological.
Do you think we kind of went too far with it? Like, animals, they do it, they reproduce, spread out, whatever. But people, like, we do it, we reproduce, but then we try to, like, stay in that. Whether forcefully or not, and that...
Some instances, yes. In some instances, I believe that you can find somebody that you enjoy spending time with and can spend a long time with them.
Yeah.
But scientifically, people are staying married for less time after they finish raising their children.
I think a lot of that, too, has to do with the times. Like, back in the day, you never said fuck to a woman, suck this cock, and had sex before marriage or whatever. Nowadays,
that's partly true, but... I was watching something on the Discovery Channel a while back that was talking about primates and how gorillas are monogamous once they find a partner for almost their entire lives because of the size of their testicles. They have really small testicles as opposed to a chimpanzee that has really large testicles and will fuck anything that moves.
So, the smaller the nuts, the more apt you would be to hold on to whatever you get. To settle, if you will.
Biologically, yes.
Because you fear that you'll never find a woman who will be satisfied with such little nuts again?
I have no fucking clue. That's just the science behind it.
Interesting. I think it causes more problems than it's worth putting people in that position.
You've seen how my parents' relationship eroded.
You can almost think of it that it's for their own good because of how jealous humans can be by nature. So to if, you know, people are out with everyone, jealousy happens. But if we make you stay with one person, unless you cheat, you're not going to have that problem.
Yeah, that's the problem, is most men will cheat because...
Well, and it's more than that. I mean, we have AIDS and fucking all that shit you got to worry about. You can't just go have sex for fun and not worry about your dick falling off.
Unfortunately.
You know, if women... It's just hard because you almost need a flashlight to get up in there. Ours, it's like there. Like, are you diseased? Nope. All right. Women, like, you can look, inspect, and everything's fine, except way in the back, right in that corner where you hit that spot doggy style, and then it slides into your pee hole, into your bloodstream, and now you have AIDS. How about that?
Actually, but, it's statistically unlikely that you will get AIDS from a woman from having vaginal sex.
I'll tell you what, though, when a person has AIDS, if you're in a relationship forever, not as long as it sounds. If you know what I mean.
Look at Magic Johnson, though. He's had HIV for how long? And he ain't dead yet.
Hey, well, right,
don't be so HIV negative, you guys.
Hey, that just goes to show you that you can buy health if you can afford it.
This is true.
Which goes the other way horribly to where if you're broke or just getting by and you do get sick, you're fucked. And that's that.
I have one question.
Please?
You don't worry about
that
guy.
Who's the dude passed out behind you?
That's our friend Sean. He was riding with us all night. We did an hour about Zen and how people need to just chill and get their shit together before it's too late. So we had a question in the chat. What's the story? Why did you move? Besides that it was a terrible location. And Bear Bear says, I think that it's unnatural for younger humans to stay monogamous. Gorillas are in one relationship because there are no gorilla divorce attorneys.
We're moving for a lot of reasons, mostly right now we do have a terrible location, and our landlord is a complete shithead douchebag. Braden can second that notion. And where we're moving to is actually going to be a more accessible location. We're going to be right off the highway, pretty close to the main shopping center of what has now become the clusterfuck of Kalispell. Because as of the last 3 or 4 years, everything here is transitioning to where it's in one location, heading north out of town.
And Matt's not here to talk to you, so...
Yeah, so that's your problem.
You're just going to have to talk to yourself.
What? I said what I have to say.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. That's it. That, and I think I'll make a shit ton of money at this new location, so... And that would be lovely.
Where you're at now, you see it if you're going out of town. And if you're looking. Or if you work at Teletech. That's it. There's nothing that way people go for.
And you also can't... You also drive right by and don't notice it because of where the building sits on that plot.
Or you see the Black Angus sign and laugh to yourself because you saw my picture that said Black Anus.
Yes.
And I did it good.
Technically, we should be entitled to half of the Black Angus's sign, because of the way the city of Kalispell does their signage. Our landlord will not allow us to use any part of that sign, so we're stuck with...
Where's your brother?
I think he's at home.
Was he coming?
I think he was going to come a little bit later. I don't know. Okay. I can text him.
Well, I'm kind of curious. What's up with him lately? He's got a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
And what happened once that started?
He fucking went crazy.
Okay. And?
And he's pretty much psychotic now. He's like a male version of my mother sometimes. And you've met my mother, so you know what I mean.
Changes. Attitude?
Attitude, demeanor,
all negative or better?
All negative towards everybody else. I mean...
Except her?
Except her.
Now, that's weird, because you would think if you were a virgin or you never had sex and then all of a sudden you start having sex all the time, you'd be happy to everyone.
Yeah, but his girlfriend likes to flirt with
She trapped
guys.
Him.
That and...
She was his first, right?
No.
Really? Oh, the... Yeah, okay.
The redhead
was. Yeah, okay. Got it. Thank you.
They their relationship went way too quick to where they were just starting out dating, and then boom, she was living with
us. You know
us.
What it was, though? He was a virgin. Then that one girl. And then she's next.
I think he's had a couple of one-night stands with a couple other chicks while he was drunk, but...
Without a boy. You know what? We thought... we had a bet. I betted with you. Brayden said you would die a virgin. I won, obviously. But Brayden just doesn't have faith in you, bud.
That's all right. Brayden's an asshole.
It happens. It happens.
I work with him all the time, so I know this. But then again, he'd say the same about me, so...
Yeah. So how is business? So are you guys keeping above water or busy or what?
Right now we're treading water. It's not been nearly as good business this summer as it was last summer because it's just we've had shitty weather and there's not as many tourists.
Hmm. Did you ever think about putting an ad in Craigslist?
Yeah, not gonna happen. I don't want some creep calling me, like, wanting me to fucking come over and blow him.
I
want to
see Anna's in Casual Encounters. Now, if you're local, I want you to go to Columbia Falls, and you find this guy. Because you know what he wants? Very simple. He's looking to suck and swallow and possibly bottom. Age is not an issue. Just be fairly hung. Hmm?
I just threw up a little bit.
So, like, you want, like, a 98-year-old just hung because it's old, or, I mean, is age an issue then, or what?
Because that's a pretty... get a dog.
That's a pretty broad statement, age not an issue. Well, here's my 10-year-old and my 90-year-old. Your pick. Like, what would you do? And I'm impressed. Columbia Falls, for a gay person, like, that's impressive. So, good on you.
I thought they were all gay in Columbia Falls. They just hadn't come out of the closet yet.
So this is the Casual Encounters for Kalispell. The suck one, very first. The second one, right under it, Good Christian Woman for LTR. Obviously, because you're not going to get any of this pussy unless I, you know. So I'm a girl looking for a hunk. I'm hot.
What's LTR?
With two... long-term relationship.
Oh, fuck.
That's what I'm saying. She's a Christian.
Why would
long-term...
you even put that on there?
Right.
No because... one browsing a fucking dating site looking for a girl is going to want to see that
you
shit.
You see that, and then you see her say, I'm a girl looking for a hunk. I'm hot.
A
with
hunk?
Two T's. Huh?
Oh, now you're talking.
That's hot.
What's her name again?
I'm lazy and crazy. Oh,
sold.
Here, check
sold.
It out.
Sign me up.
I'm so crazy, I'm going to lay on this couch all day.
That's crazy.
Because I'm also lazy. But I'm crazy. I'll lay on it upside down.
That's what I'm talking about. Know.
I'll take breaks in reverse. Silly, sweet, sarcastic, sardonic. Ran out of S adjectives, and I need to keep typing because my comments are too short, apparently. Oh, fill the space. Like a writer for fucking the HuffPo. 400 more words, fuck. And then... Whoa, this is Kalispell. Dude for dude. Wanna get fucked this morning?
Good God.
I didn't know Kalispell had this kind of shit, dude. I expect this from, like, big cities, Frisco, stuff like that. But Kalispell, man. You know what? We need a pinhole camera. And we need to set up these meetings. And I bet you 1 out of 5 will be an official of the city.
What?
Either that or it's going to be the same dudes every day.
Or that. But I bet you a lot of this is those government officials.
Yeah, makes sense. The dude from the sign inspector from the city acts like a total fag when you're dealing with him.
Well, that, and I'm basing it off of every time there's ever been someone who had, like, a really strong opinion on a sexual thing like that. Like, man, kid shit is bad. The next week, they always get caught doing that. So I assume that that's... what
quite
they're
possible.
Doing. It's always the ones that protest the loudest that are doing it at home by themselves. All right, let's go to the lake and do naughty.
At the lake.
Let's go to the lake and do what? And do naughty? What else do you do at the lake? Swim? Check out chicks? Male for male.
Terrorize little kids when they see you butt fucking?
I'm a 6'2", 245 pounds, needing a male shorter than me to drive us to the lake so we can get in and have some fun. Must have drinks because, you know, I'm straight and awkward still. And be in the 20s. I'm never going in a lake here again. Thank you.
Why do you think I stopped going to the lake?
Well, that explains where this hep came from. What is with all the gays? Whitefish, hot summer night. Oh, say that again. Looking to have some fun with a young guy. We could go hike or swim. Skinny dipping. Diping. D-I-P-I-N-G, that's diping. Seems hot, or just have some drinks and mess around. I can't host. Because, you know, my wife is at home. I guarantee. Why else? Do you live with your mom? Like, why can't you host?
I would hope so.
Either you live with mom or your wife and kids. In which case, there you go. That proves our point, right? That it's unnatural to expect two people to live together forever. Because people change. Some gradual, some drastic, like this. I swear I was in love with girls when we met. Something about this girl just made me want the dick. Now he's on Craigslist looking for said dick.
And how often do you see that happen?
I want to get fucked hard, M4M35 Kalispell. I just want to suck a fat cock and then feel it tease my ass before you make me come.
Holy
by
fuck.
Fucking me. No BS, just want some dick. Hi, me up, thanks. Wow. I'm sensing a lot of sexual frustration in the valley, and for once, it's not coming from me.
Man. And poor grammar.
That's right. Yeah, right? Like, I thought gays were smart.
I don't understand how people can spell so horribly. I mean, even they're using a computer, it has spell check.
I didn't know this existed here.
What?
Headline, no kids tonight, !! MW4MW47.
Huh?
Wow. No kids tonight, but still stuck at home. Looking for someone to party with tonight, possibly. Open-minded, 420 friendly, average couple with a little padding.
Yikes.
Right here and here.
I bet you it's only the dude.
I bet it's not shoulder pads. Looking for the same. I'll see your padding, and I'll raise you my padding. Maybe single, guys, gals, get us at funcoupleforyou2112@yahoo.com.
Send him a little letter.
I'm gonna. Like, hey, can we talk on the phone?
That's, you should do call him from the Skype. Fucking thing.
There's no number.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Why you gotta reply.
Well, reply and get it. You'd talk about it later. Christ, you got like fucking 20 hours.
I know, right? We'll be back to that.
Yeah. I'm gonna read,
write that down.
What are you looking at?
Yeah, I'm gonna read a few more here, and then we'll close out the hour, take a break, and get the next one set up. Actually, you're here now. I think the next hour or the one after that, we're gonna do the tech stuff. And I think a couple of the bike guys wanted to come in.
Cool.
I thought we'd do the hacking and shit. You still into hacking? You still?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you're that hack something while you're on camera.
I'm not on camera.
Wait, what?
Who?
I just want to make fun of the guy that took him 2 weeks to crack that web key, just so he could frame his neighbor for kid porn. My question is, where'd the kid porn come from? Oh, I just had it laying around, just in case. We need your help with a fantasy, F-A-N-T-I-C-Y. You need help with a spell checker.
That sounds spicy.
Male, woman, 4, male, 30. Her idea. Hi. Oof. We would like to have a threesome. When I say we, I mean she. Or maybe I mean me, because, you know. That other ad was mine, too. Can't host. Not some pussy-ass threesome where it's only guys fucking a girl, no holds barred. We want. Are you ready? Here's our demands. Lots of cum.
Oh, fuck.
Lots of fun. Lots of licking and sucking. We are a bit overweight, so if that's an issue, don't email us. But please, tell us what you would like, and we'll see if we can do it. But we can. I want you to cook for me. I want you to smell it, but I don't want you to eat it. Not yet.
Don't eat it.
Not yet. I want you to go to the bedroom and lay down, and you're going to be my table. I'm going to eat dinner off of you. Huh?
And then I'm going to go home.
And I'll feed you the scraps.
And then I'm going to throw up all over you because you're nasty-ass body.
I'm going to bust my load all over your wife's fat face in the dark, and then I'm leaving. Medium-sized dicks are best. Big enough to know it's there, but I want to be able to sit down tomorrow morning, if you know what I mean. I mean, keep fucking all these black guys. It's just hard. Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. What's up? Or just hang up. Whatever. Are you looking for medium-sized dicks? Are you sick of not being able to sit down the night after you cheat on your husband? Whoa! Here's a picture of a pussy. Need a big cock. 38 years old. I need a big cock to fill my pussy. And what else gets filled? And my ass. I don't mean 7 inches. I'm talking 10 plus. Someone just had a Google Plus account. If you have what I need, send me a picture and we'll talk. Hmm? Fun and romance. Oh, finally, some classy people. Are we done with begging for cum and hot loads and dicks?
Probably not.
Hi, I'm not looking for a girlfriend or a mother for my kids. God knows I've had both. Yeah. I'm looking for someone to spend time with and have fun. You remember fun? It was that thing I had before I got into a 40-year-long relationship that went nowhere except to the divorce court. Someone I could take a nice restaurant or wine tasting or wherever the moment takes us. And if we hit it off, much, much more. Exclamation point.
Ooh.
So here's my story. I live with my two kids, mother. We don't sleep in the same bed. That's weird. We don't share the same room. We barely talk. But for the kids, we stay in the same house.
Bullshit. See, he's too poor to get a divorce.
That's what I'm talking about. The things we put ourselves through because of that. Like, you're living in complete misery because of that. That's fucked. If you can handle all that, you may be for me. Your pick gets mine. Derby-derb. Your pick hopefully gets mine, because the last three didn't. So, oh, here we go. New to town. Huh? Hot. Straight. Stud here. Need my man mouth here. How are you a hot straight stud and then asking for a male? That's kind of the opposite of straight, is it not? I'm a male, 22, straight. I got a girlfriend here. I need this to be discreet, possibly an ongoing thing. I'm 5'11, dirty blonde hair, blue eyed, a liar, nice athletic body, played sports my whole life.
A liar?
Seven and a half. Said? Well, that's what I said, because he's fucking confused.
He's out trolling for a man who's got confused. A woman and claiming he's straight.
That's but probably Chris Reitzel.
7.5 inch.
Can I say his last name on the air?
Thick. Whoops. Beautiful.
R-E.
It's beautiful. I have two L's or one.
Oh, a couple, okay. You know.
Beautiful as one L.
Thank you. I need a man who knows how to service a straight stud like me. I had my man back home in Washington, but I had to move here. So, is there any guys that want to service this cock? This straight
This is in
cock?
Fucking Kalispell?
Yeah. Kalispell. Holy shit. Can't host because of my girlfriend at home. You know, the one that thinks I'm actually straight.
That's
okay.
I showed her.
We need to start posting messages letting these guys know that if they want anything to do sexually,
no. What we do is find their women, get them to hire us as PIs, and then like, do you know what you're a straight man? How, you guys haven't had sex in a while, right? Okay, check this out. Meet me here
either
tonight.
That or he likes her to dress up in football.
Could you imagine you give her a note should. That's like, meet me here tonight, and she opens the door and you're getting blown? Like, told you, look, proof. Now pay me. Seriously. It's not gay if it's my work, right? I mean, it's
absolutely.
A job. Most people don't even have a job. So what?
No, we should start your own show. Remember that one that was like, the people get caught that are cheating by their wives? Cheaters. That's a good name for it, actually.
How hard would that be?
No, you could do that with these fucking things. All these people are like, oh, you have girlfriends and stuff like that. So you just send an email to him and be like, meet here, and then find out who he's dating and have her meet him.
Yeah.
And that would be funny.
All you have to do is mirror them, basically. Yeah. They're like, I have a girlfriend, but I need to do it. You're like, man, me too. I can't host. He's like, me neither. Hotel room. Bros night.
Well, there. Show. Go.
Would that pay? Shit.
Yeah, it's called Cheaters.
Dana found a job for you.
Ooh.
Sexy CD. Ready to play. T4M. I want you to figure out what the T stands for.
T4M?
T4M.
Hmm. Is Let's it the see. Number four?
Male is M. Female is F. What could
a transsexer?
Do you know we had those here? Hi, Negative. Guys.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I'm in the area for a bit, and I would love to find a man that has a big tool he needs worshipped. I'm a sexy HWP, hot white...
What?
Prostitute? What's HWP? Hot white... Herm. Horny? Hung?
Hung?
Confused? No. I don't know. And almost... I'm sexy, almost passable, but that won't matter as my face will be between your legs on a buried in a pillow anyway. By the way, I'm fully shaved and smooth and ready to play.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Take me out for a spin. You won't be... looking for later tonight or sometime over the next week or so. Hit me up if you're a real and HWP. Highway Patrol?
Look,
like, is this
up.
Entrapment?
Google search that. I'm curious.
Or wait, they have a thing, and don't they?
Like a legend?
They used to.
You are here.
HWP... Height, weight, proportionate.
What? That's way better than anything we could have thought of.
Like, I'm a little tall, but my dick makes up for it, and then my tits kind of offset the vagina that I tuck my balls into.
Whoa.
Right? That's proportionate.
Ball tucking. Is
your
that
balls
the
are as big as your tits, ball and your tucking? Dick is as big as your taint. That. Okay. Huh. Anyway, well, your pick gets mine. A cock shot would be nice, so I'll know what I'll be working on.
Holy shit.
He's so like blueprints,
like,
right?
Is this like a dude that is a chick now, or which way?
I think it's a dude that dresses like a chick.
So is this pre-op?
I'm going to say I'm sexy, height, weight, proportionate, and almost passable, which means I ran out of money I paid it all off. I don't know. Oh, Burger in the chat. He's like, dude, it's height, weight, proportionate. Duh.
Oh, thanks.
If you were... a Craigslist genie like you are. He's the man. Oh, here we go. Are you ready? Need a ride? Guess.
Yeah.
Who's looking for who? Need a ride.
It's dude on dude.
Dude on dude. Need a tight ass to stuff your tool in, or you want to be stuffed.
That's fucking wild.
Hit me up.
That's
I'm
here.
21, huh? 5'8", 190 pounds, clean, and I expect you to be as well. Be close to my age, but it's negotiable. You know,
that's weird.
For the amount of religious, self-righteous, hypocritical behavior, there are a lot of homos married to chicks cheating on their wives with other dudes. And you want to say that I'm a bad person because I smoke pot? Whoa, dude, who's breaking commandments? Yeah, you. God gave me my plant. What did he give you?
You should be
lips to plant your cock on. Come
you should
on.
Be a matchmaker for these guys. You should just hunt them all down in Kalispell and
apparently
be like,
"Whoa,
hey, check this guy out. He also wants your throbbing cock in his
right,
asshole."
Like, what a coincidence! When you're done there, I got four more. We'll start gigolo service.
See, right,
dude?
Go
I'll service the chicks. You do the dudes. Braden will fill in between. Boom. Huh?
I call
you
the pimp.
No,
you know.
I can beat all three of your collective asses, so.
I
guess
that
by default makes me the pimp.
All right, well, do we have any closing statements about relationships or sex to end the hour before we close and take a break?
Just that there's a lot of homos in Kalispell.
Watch out for the homos if you're at a bar.
Protect your fanny.
And don't say we'll be together forever, because we won't. And don't expect that. It's unnatural. People change.
Fix that.
Things change. And sometimes I'll tell you what. You eat Wendy's?
Me?
Every day? Sometimes
eat
you need
ever.
An barbecue. Huh?
Negative.
You know.
You know what I mean.
How's Layla doing?
Who?
Layla.
I don't know. I don't fucking
should we call
to
her?
Anyone.
All right. Well, thank you guys again. We'll end this hour and start the next one here in a bit. What's the next topic?
Tech.
Do you tech? Or
Geek
do you want to do something
tech.
Else?
I don't give a fuck. We got 20 hours.
I want to talk about hacking.
Talk about
sure.
all everything.
Good. Talking about tech next. So join us. If you guys have a Justin.TV account and a webcam, we'll put you on the wall, thejamhole.com/livewall. You can call 406-204-4687. Skype us, The Jam Hole. Be a part of the show. Interact. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys here in a bit.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.